The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or clean? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hey, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. What a beautiful day we're having today.
Hello, Tampa Bay. It is a beautiful day.
Hi, Adam.
Thanks. Hi, Tammy.
So we have a very exciting show today.
I think we do.
Yes, we do. We have some really special guests, of course, Adam in the house, and we have Pauletta.
Yes.
And we have Floyd in the house as well, and they actually have a really awesome outreach program for the community we're going to talk about really soon. And also, Brian is live from one of our clients' locations who's having a 420 party today.
And so that is at where?
It is at Purple Haze of Seminole, which is 10999 Seminole Boulevard, right on the corner. And you can go out there. They're doing glass blowing. There's food. There's music. There's all sorts of wonderful things going on there today.
It is unbelievable. You know what? You can't, Tammy, you can't get parked. This place is packed.
It's not busy.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
There's two food trucks, right? Two food trucks, not one.
Cool.
Now, there's bounties for the kids. There's all different types of stuff for the kids to play in.
Okay.
And it's packed.
Have you, what have you eaten so far? Have you had something to eat, Brian?
No.
Not yet.
I just, not yet. And they have, it's just, I can't, I...
I'm shocked how many people turned out.
So it's a really fun time had by all, it sounds like.
All right.
Yeah, it's a very, what a most successful thing I've ever been part of.
Well, that's great.
And I believe it is in celebration of Leo, who is the owner of Purple Haze, who has about six locations. It's their 23rd anniversary.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Why don't you, and then get this song set up for Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze.
We got it.
There you go. Okay. I'm going to put Leo. We're going to interview all the Avengers here.
Okay.
We're going to start off with the big boss. The big boss, the pioneer of the industry, Leo. Here he is.
All right. Hey, Leo. How is everything going out there on this beautiful day?
How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. I wish I was there, but I'm actually in the studio with some other guests today.
That's awesome. Well, we're having a great time here at Purple Haze at the corner 110th and Seminole. At 4 o'clock, we started handing out free rolls to everybody that was out here. I said, wait till 4:20. At 4:19, we started a countdown, and at 4:20, everybody lit up. It was awesome.
All right. So it sounds like everybody's having an awesome time out there. So what kind of things do you have for everybody to come and see and check out?
Well, we've got Magical Butter guys out here that are doing free demos of the products that they sell. Magical Butter Machines is a machine that's made to be able to extract THC out of certain products and then be able to make food or edibles out of it.
Okay.
So they're out here actually displaying or demoing how to do that with their products.
That's awesome because... Oh, go ahead.
And then we also have a t-shirt company out here. And it's called Preppin' for the Munchies. And they're selling some really nice t-shirts. We have a food truck out here. It's Toast It Gourmet Sandwiches. He's out here making some really good sandwiches.
Nice.
That's good.
It is a family-friendly event because we, you know, obviously I have kids. We have a little kids' corral that people bring their kids, put them in the corral and keep an eye on them there and then enjoy the music and enjoy the party. And we're doing free dabs all night long.
All right. Okay, and what kind? You got Jamaican reggae out there today, right?
Reggae, yeah.
Yes, it's reggae music, yes. And the band is actually setting up right now. They've been playing for me for 20 years, and they're an excellent band. They're called Eruption.
All right. That is awesome.
So is Brian behaving himself?
But yeah, we're definitely going to have a good time tonight.
Okay,
for
great.
Sure. And so tell us the hours, and it's also for tomorrow as well, right?
Correct. It's a two-day event. A lot of times it's too much work to just have it go for one day. Mm-hmm. So we set it up for 2 days. This year we're doing Thursday and Friday. So tomorrow it's the same thing again, starting at noon, and we're going to go on till 10 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. So you guys got to go check out Purple Haze in Seminole, right on the corner of 110th and Seminole Boulevard. And it's going on until 10 o'clock tonight and all day tomorrow as well. They have glass blowing, food truck. You can bring the kids, get something to eat, t-shirts, all sorts of cool things to do.
They said they had a bouncy house for the kids? Did they say that or was I imagining?
So there's all sorts of cool things going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you guys want to see how it's actually how the glass was made, I have two guys out here blowing glass too.
That's interesting. Now that would interest me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that last year. It was really awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to give you back to Brian, and here's Brian.
All right, Leo. Thanks so much, and I wish you much luck today.
Is Leo something else or what?
Yeah, he's awesome.
He knows how to throw a party, huh, Leo?
All right.
I'm going to go interview all the guys.
Okay, cool.
So we got the magical guy that does magical butter. I mean, I gotta work my way through the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he made these beautiful signs for us too, where it says BCC coupon books, and then it says radio show talk live show.
All right.
And they're beautiful. Yeah.
Very
okay.
cool.
Yeah,
so no car accidents this year.
What's
that? Is it no car accidents this year?
No.
Last year there was actually an accident, and no one was hurt. So, but we were trying to do the show, and the sirens and all the. God. It was a little, you know.
And it didn't appease anything, though, did it?
They
all stopped. No. What's your name?
The show must go on.
We're gonna put Jason on. He's from Magical Butter.
Okay.
And what they do is he'll tell you what they do.
Okay. All right. Hi, Jason.
Hi,
how
Jason.
Are you?
Hello?
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Magical Butter is a herbal infusion company based out of Tampa. We have a device that allows you to make herbal infusions. Butter, oil.
We're losing you a little bit.
Yeah, are you standing near music?
Yeah, we're outside. 1 second.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. We want to hear everything you have to say.
Yeah, I can barely hear you guys.
Now we can hear you great.
Yeah, it's much better now.
Okay, so tell us again.
All right, so I'm with Magical Butter. We're a herbal infusion device company. We make a variety of different items that allow people to make herbal infusions and other edibles at home, simple and easy.
That's great. And this is all legal and everything's above board with this, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, of course. So the devices themselves, you can make any type of herbal infusions. So, I mean, if you wanted to make, like, compound butters with lemon herbs and other things, you could do that
that's
as
great.
Well, too. So you can make any kind of herbal infusions that you would like.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, if you have fish, right, I have lemon butter.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. So you can use it for that. You can use it for other things.
Brownies,
you can
cookies.
Use it to also make cookies. Yeah, like you said, if you make coconut oil, you can use that to make topicals. Tinctures, you can make a variety of different things, including, like, you know, if you wanted to take vodka and make your own kind of flavor and stuff like that, you could do that as well.
So a plethora of uses.
Yes, the tincture actually for pain, it really helps. Like, it absorbs into the skin, and it actually, I was having like a muscle pain in my knee because I had a fall.
So it actually
and
helped.
It actually worked really well, and it was all natural. It was much better than taking like some kind of a medication.
Yeah, a medication, and you want to be doped up. You don't want that.
And
so
I've
that
also
helps.
Used. I had a bath bomb one time that you put in the bathtub, but it was for relaxation, and it was like a CBD bath bomb. It I could have went to sleep. It was very good.
So a person can do all kinds of stuff with it. It's pretty unique device. And then we also have a variety of other items. Like, we have a pre-made gummy mix, so a person could make their own gummies at home.
Wow.
By adding just fruit juice or water, allowing it to bloom, melt it back down over a hot pot of water, and basically add your any kind of infusion again if you want, or you can add different, like, powders, like, you know, mushrooms, like functional mushrooms and things like that to actually make functional gummies as well.
So, Jason, if someone is interested in your products, how can they get in touch with you?
They could go to magicalbutter.com, and that way they give them all the information that they need. We have the device information. They can purchase it directly through the site. There's also recipes. And then if they're on Facebook, they can also go to the Magical Butter Users United group. And that's a great opportunity to be able to see what people are making using this machine.
And, of course, they can come to the event right now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so absolutely. You're going to be out there.
I'll be out here until 8 p.m. I'll be doing a gummy demo a little bit later, showing everybody how easy it is to make gummies with our gummy mix.
Oh, well, that's great.
Come on down to Purple Haze here in Largo.
Okay, well,
that's
thanks
great.
A lot.
Purple Haze, right at the corner of 110th and Seminole Boulevard. Jason's out there with Magical Butter. You can check him out at magicalbutter.com. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
And
thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you. And we wish you guys all the luck, and I hope you get lots of sales this weekend.
Hello?
Yeah,
we're just going to interview all the people. Did he tell you how successful it is here?
Yeah.
It is amazing. There's probably close to 300-400 people here.
Wow.
Wow. And I got a hat.
You got a
for
hat.
For the interview. Got a hat. Magical Butter.
It fits your head. That's amazing.
Oh, that is amazing, Adam. All right, stay clear of the music because it's too loud.
Radio. Talk about your father.
All right.
Hey, this is Chris with Nature Station.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's 4:20.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, we have a couple different products. One is little dispensing bottles that you can add to any drink, and you can make it into a THC drink. You can have a Kratom drink or a Kava drink. And all it is, it's a little pump dispenser, and you can put it in your lemonade, your teas, and it's water-soluble, it mixes, and you're ready to go.
All right. So is there a way people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us on Instagram through Nature Station.
Okay, Nature Station on IG, and do you have a website or anything?
Website right now is still being built. We had to put it up there for credit card processing.
Right.
But they can come out to you today, right? And talk to you?
For sure. And yes, so he's out at the event as well at Purple Haze, so you guys can
come. Yep, we're giving away free pre-rolls all day today. They're 300 milligrams Delta 8 pre-rolls. We have 5 different flavors.
Okay. All right. That sounds awesome, and
so
I hope you guys have a great time.
We're going to answer these lovely
people. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
That's why we're here.
All right. So tell us one more time how we can get in touch with you.
Well, you can get in touch with us through Nature Station. If you go to Instagram, it's Nature Station, NATURES Station, STATION.
All right. Thank you so much. And we wish you a lot of luck out there today and have a great time.
All right. Thanks so much. See ya.
All right. Thank you.
Fantastic. Okay. So anyhow, I'll just say something real quick again. Say hello.
Hey, Brian, put me back on the radio station here.
All right. So Leo's out at Purple Haze today having a huge parking lot party today and tomorrow. And tell us about some of the things you have out there.
Well, we have Magical Butter guys out here. They're basically doing demos on how to use the machine. We have two glass blowers. The two glass blowers are blowing up pieces. That way you guys can see how stuff is made. We have the reggae band is setting up right now. They should start playing music any minute now.
What's the name of the reggae band?
It's called Eruption.
Eruption. Okay. Yeah.
I have the guys from Seed Station out here. I also have a young lady by the name of Meredith. And she owns a T-shirt company called Preppin' Pretty Munchies. And I'm gonna hand over the phone to her and let her finish up the conversation with you guys.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Leo.
Thank you, Leo.
You're on.
All right. Meredith?
Hi, this is Meredith with Preppin' for the Munchies.
Hello.
All right, Meredith. So tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Well, I am a woman-owned small business, and I am a psoriatic arthritis sufferer.
Okay.
And my marijuana use helped get me through the really rough times when I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, and was very anxious and depressed, suffering from PTSD. So, Reppin' for the Munchies came from a place of a good place. Good place.
And how much has it changed your life by doing this? I mean, it sounds like it's made everything possible. By
I couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
Couldn't get out of bed. And Leo today gave me this amazing opportunity to come sell my apparel. So it's Preppin' for the Munchies. We're on Instagram at Preppin' for the Munchies. And we have a website. It's PreppinForTheMunchies.com.
All right.
If you don't get it, if you don't see something you like, feel free to email me and or call or text.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Meredith. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meredith.
So that's Preppin' for the Munchies.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. And good luck out there this weekend.
Take care. We'll see you tomorrow, too.
All
Hold
right.
on. Here's somebody else.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm somebody. At least I'm not a nobody. But she does shirts, and we're going to place an order with her for shirts.
Okay.
So she needs our logo, and I like to get a shirt for Adam.
Make sure it's an extra, extra large if you get one.
For you know what I'm going to say?
What's
Seriously.
That?
40 years I've been in the coupon industry. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Adam, you are my best friend out of all the business owners I've ever done business with.
Oh, that's great. And I didn't pay you to say that, did I?
No, but I'm going to have a shirt custom made.
Okay.
It's going to say Brian's best friend.
Okay.
No,
All right. Well, Brian,
listen.
Say hello to, we have Pastor Floyd and his wife Pauletta in the studio today. Say hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Sound like you all are having a lot of fun over there.
Yeah, can you, Pastor, are you there?
Oh, yes, he's here.
Yeah, we're here. We're both here.
You're here? There's one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. And do you know why it's said that way?
Go ahead.
The reason why it's said that way is when you live in the now.
I got it.
Right when you're in the now, that's where God is, right? Because usually, like, my mind, like, how you can tell if you're in the now, say you're in a group setting, right, with your buddies, uh-huh. And then you hear everybody laughing and you're not laughing. What does that mean?
Tell
the
us.
Reason you're not laughing is you're probably thinking about something in the future or something in the past.
You're not in the moment.
Your mind wasn't in the now.
Because you're not
everybody's
in the moment.
Laughing.
Yeah, right.
You gotta, that's the key, I think, to spirituality, because that's where God is. If you can stay in the now and be calm, right, that's where God is, because I'm not worried about the future. I'm not fearing the past. I'm in the now enjoying today.
Right.
Well, that's a good place to be.
What do you think of that? Is that a good message, Pastor?
That's a good message. But also think about this. Even when you step out and you're not in the now, just remember God is there too.
Oh, amen. I've never heard anybody say that before. Amen.
Right. That was a good statement. I like that.
So, Pastor, go on for about 4 minutes. And I really believe this too in my heart. It's if you change one person's life, you've changed the world. And do you know, like, the shepherd leaves the 900 to get the one?
Right.
And the reason he goes to get the one is because the one is sick. He leaves the 99.
Right.
And he's willing to leave the flock to get the one. Is that a flock, what sheep? I mean, what
right.
is that called?
Yes,
what,
sheep? That's
yes.
right.
It's a flock.
A herd or whatever?
No, it's not a herd.
The flock.
Definitely not a herd.
So if one person's tuned in right now and you can change one person's life with your message, Pastor, right now, you've changed the world. Just one.
That's true.
Okay.
So go on, Pastor, for 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
He's putting you on a time.
I know.
So,
Pastor,
right.
So introduce
you got
yourselves.
4 minutes, and then God, that's it. That's what God told me to tell you.
Okay. All right. Go.
But always remember. Just remember, when that pastor leaves the 99 to go for that one, be assured that the 99 is always dwelling in safety.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that one is more important.
And that one is very important enough for him to leave the 99.
But we have we still have 4 minutes, or do we have less?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself and tell us about yourself and what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Pastor Floyd, and I am accompanied with the best part of me, who is also a pastor, and my wife, Pauletta Floyd.
Hello, all right.
Pauletta.
Greetings, Pastor.
Go ahead.
We are here to introduce our nonprofit, which is called Under Shepherds. Under Shepherds, or UU for short. And what we do is we are committed to the effort of restoring people through giving, through love, and through support.
And you're local to this area, so where are you? Where's your operation? Your base?
So actually, we're in Valrico.
Valrico, the Brandon area.
Oh, okay. But we service the Tampa Bay area.
Right. Yes. And what kind of things do you do for your community? For all the people that need help.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to turn it over to my husband. So our motto is: we see a need and we meet it.
Okay.
And that's from newborn to seniors across the board.
Okay.
And because of the inflation that's happening today, it has...
Just test the lives of so many.
All of us.
There's a big problem right now.
Yes.
Because of everything being up in the air, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to meet those needs of your congregation and people that, you know, they're not... do you have like a church where they all... Will you all meet?
No, what we do is, because we started out meeting the needs of pastors.
Okay.
And helping them build their ministries.
Okay.
But when we were standing in the pulpit, we noticed that there was need in the congregation.
Okay.
The congregation comes from the community.
Absolutely.
And so the community was in need.
Mm-hmm.
But many times the community, they come to a church to help support others, but they were in lack themselves.
And they needed help themselves.
Right. And so we saw that. God showed us that. And so what we did, and what he led us to start going outside the walls to the community
because that's where they help.
So you're out in the community, you're out in the field helping all these people. And how often are you doing this every day?
Every day.
And I'm sure people are contacting you all the time.
All the time.
And we collaborate with other ministries, that already are meeting the need, like Bread of Refuge in Brandon.
Yeah.
We collaborate with that ministry. We will collaborate with other ministries like the or businesses with the Children's Board.
Yes. Uh-huh. So what happened was we were trying to do everything on our own before we start collaborating. And then about a year and a half ago, the Lord told us, just collaborate. Start collaborating with people who are already doing some of the things we're doing so that we can be more effective in the community. You have more people working together, we can do more.
That's
well,
right.
I think that's awesome. And I really think this, that if Jesus was here today, and not 2,000 years ago, I don't think he would be in a church. I think he would be out on the street where people need him.
Oh, yeah, sure. And also, too, a lot of the smaller little churches, I'm not talking about different denominations, but these little churches where people had a community where they would go and they knew everyone and it was smaller. And now it seems like there's these massive mega churches. And I think, in a way, the smaller churches were better in a little bit of a sense that there was more of a community there and people knew about, if it's such a massive church, I mean, it's important, but I think what you're doing is fantastic.
And even inside the walls of the church with the members who are pushing the ministry, they're in need, and a lot of times they're not seen. We were there for years. And so we started what was called an in-reach ministry.
Okay.
Because if you're not taking care of the people who is helping to push the ministry or helping to push your nonprofit. Yeah.
Which is the body of Christ. And actually, the body of Christ is the literal church.
That's right.
We are the church. We go into the house of God or into the temple to worship.
That's right.
But we are the church.
That's right. Of course.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we make sure that those who are pushing, are rowing the boat, are taken care of. And a lot of times they won't ask. We've had individuals who needed food. And then it just so happened it was placed upon our hearts. Like, are you okay? Do you need anything? And they would burst out in tears. Why? I need some food. But this is a leader.
They're trying to help other people too,
yes.
And they're not getting the support from behind sometimes.
They're
doing it, all on their own. I mean, not all on their own, but
or emptying their cabinets to help someone
else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's a wonderful thing that they're doing. But they need help too. So
exactly.
So how can people get in touch with you to get some help if they need some help? Some pastors or
Anyone in the community.
Anyone in the community.
Right.
How can they get in touch with you?
So our website is uuoutreach.com.
Okay.
That's the letter U, outreach.com. Or they can go to our Facebook page, which is Under Shepherds. I know it's a long name.
<That's>
It's
okay.
A compound name, Under Shepherds, two times. You can see us. And you can see what we do as well.
That's great. Because I know there's a lot of need in the community.
Yes.
And, like you were saying, because of what's going on with inflation and people just need help right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, and that's what we can – that's what – part of Christianity is all about, as far
and
as I can
everything
say.
That we do, there's no charge.
No charge.
We don't charge for anything.
We have pop-up boutiques where people are actually coming to and are able to shop for free.
Yeah. Yes.
We have
there are people that have means that want to contribute help you.
Yes.
Of course.
We have individuals who would want to sponsor an event that we have, or we have in-kind gifts that come in. We have some people who they give monthly, and others would give, one time. So, yes, that's where our support comes from, so we're able to do what we do.
That's wonderful.
Well, I think that's awesome. So tell us one more time how someone can find information or if they want to make a donation. So that will be uuoutreach.com. That's the letter times. The letter U, outreach.com. Yes.
That's awesome. And you guys came here today because of one of my brand new clients, Angel, works with... Come on in, Angel. He has an organization called R Community, which works with a lot of people like yourselves to send the resources to the actual community where they are needed. So I'm going to let Angel talk for a moment. Here you go, Angel. Thank you so much.
Okay. Sit down. And hi, Angel, back again, and that's great. And you haven't met yet. This is Pastor Floyd and Pastor Pauletta.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we
oh, you have met. Oh,
yeah, they're actually my guests.
You don't need me.
He's the reason we're here.
Yeah. So, Angel, tell me what's going on. Tell me about yourself again.
Well, as you heard, these wonderful people here.
Absolutely.
Husband and wife, actually a great team. As you heard, the wonderful things they're doing in the community and how they're making so much changes. What I love about them is I met them at a not-for-profit roundtable meeting in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. And I was the first one to ask, hey, do you have a building? No, we don't. So, no, we do our work in the community. I said, oh, my gosh, this is actually how church is supposed to work, isn't it? Yeah. I says, oh, my God, I love these guys. And they actually went on my website, and they put their information on our directory. So for people that need services, again, they can access our go to www.ourcommunityfirst.com. And if they need any services that they mentioned, they will show up. And okay. They'll be able to help the community out.
And there's all different people involved with this, right?
Yes. I mean, we have different other not-for-profit organizations that does wonderful things in the community.
Okay.
What you heard today. And our goal is to bring someone here, to bring a not-for-profit organization here weekly to discuss what they have to offer the community as well.
That's absolutely very important. You know, I just think it's wonderful and how people can be so selfless and do this. I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, look what they're doing. I mean, it's like they are living, and they are. I always judge people by their actions, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, they say works without, what is it? Works without actions are dead, or what is that?
Faith without works are dead.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're doing the work. They're the role models, and. You know, and I kind of heard I was outside of the studio, but I kind of heard you say, you know, hey, that's how Jesus did it, you know, and you guys are doing it, and I get goosebumps just talking about it because you guys just, it's amazing. So I'm very excited that we have individuals like yourselves doing this work out in the community, mm-hmm. and there's so many different beautiful, wonderful works that people don't know about yet, but we're going to find out little by little every week. We'll bring some other guests here, and the resources that community that our community first has can also help their community, because if they come across someone that they can't help, they can point them in the right direction as well.
I think it's really important in Florida too, because I came from New England, and because so many people move here from different parts of the country, mm-hmm. so a lot of times people are disconnected, and then if something happens, then they're really disconnected with that, mm-hmm. and that's where you folks can help.
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, I would drive to work having the antique shop, and I would see these people, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I'd never seen so many people, like, on the street, and it's like, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there's all other people have different problems than that as well. But that was one of the problems that I saw when I came down here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you get a lot of people that probably will get help. From these organizations.
Yeah, I had a lady today. I went to a meeting, and she's elderly. She had a catheter bag.
Yeah,
and she goes, "I'm homeless. I need help." And she was like, "I need." So I said, "What's it, ma'am? Wait a minute. What do you mean you're homeless? Who are you staying with?" She goes, "I'm staying with a friend of mine." I go, "Well, that's good. Well, it's not good to have to move out." I says, "Ma'am, here's this website." www.ourcommunityfirst.com. I gave it the flyer. Whatever you need. What do you need? You need
that's
food?
It. Mm-hmm.
It's on there. Mm-hmm. You need clothing? It's on there.
Yeah.
And she was so happy about it.
Yeah.
And I said, and she was almost teary-eyed. And I said, you know, every storm has a calm.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
She goes, but I live for so long. Every storm has a calm.
Yeah.
You need to stay strong.
I think there's organizations and the pastors helping out. I think that's so important because there's a lot of bigger agencies, but somehow a lot of it gets, it's like it's a bottleneck at the top.
Yeah.
And that's where people, right in the grassroots, it's working out in the community, your organization can help people on level that they really get the help that they need.
Yes.
You know, but they talk about in the scriptures, the day, after the day of Pentecost, they talk about how the people were all in one accord. That means they were thinking and believing and performing in unison.
Uh-huh.
Or in unity.
Yeah.
So no one went lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the need was, it was met.
I think people have gotten away from that a little bit.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much, guys. We're actually going to take a short break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We're going to do a traffic report. And there you go, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, and this is the traffic report here on the Tantalk Radio Network. It is brought to you by Purple Haze of Seminole. 010999 Seminole Boulevard. They are having the biggest 420 party in the Bay that's taking place today and tomorrow at Purple Haze of Seminole. So right now, a lot of buildup on 275 in Tampa. It's general rush hour traffic. For those of you down in St. Petersburg, there are a couple of accidents to be aware of on 275 going into St. Petersburg, coming off the Gandy. So just keep an eye out for that. Anybody heading in that direction, there's going to be slowdowns going that way. There's also rush hour slowdowns taking place on Drew Street and on Gulf to Bay Boulevard, just to keep everybody aware and safe out on the road. This is the traffic report on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Okay, we're back, and we have Pastor Floyd and Pastor Paulette here, and they're talking about their ministry, and it is
Under Shepherds.
Tell us again what you do.
We see a need.
You're going to get sick of me saying that.
We see a need, and we meet it.
Absolutely.
And so what does that look like? So all of us, at sometime in our life, we have needed a little help from someone.
Absolutely.
And I know there's a platform out there where if you're living in poverty, you have a lot of help for those individuals. But what about the ones who are the middle class and they fall on hard times?
And
sometimes they just need a little help over that hump.
That's right.
So we're helping those individuals as well.
Well, there's people that actually are working two jobs and living in
exactly.
their car because they can't afford these exorbitant rents.
Yes.
So there's like, it's becoming a little bit of have and have nots, and that's why this is so important.
Yes.
Because most people want to get ahead and want to get back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's not financial. Sometimes it's physical, or sometimes it's emotional
yes.
that they need support.
We pass out, when we first started going out into the community, we started passing out gift bags, and it was, we call them deposits of love. Because everyone responds to
yeah.
love. And we have just little goodies in there, mm-hmm. a bottle of water, some chips or something, and cookies. And we would pass out about 250 to 300 every month, and then we would go up to about 500 a month. So that's how we begin. But just to see the look on the faces of individuals to say, you know what, how much is this? No, we're not trying to get anything. It's for you.
No. I know that they said that some like people that were living on the street, some people, the most important thing they wanted was socks.
Yes, yes.
And toiletries.
We gave out a lot of the Bumba socks. Thank you.
Yes. They're an awesome
company. Goodness. Yes.
Wonderful company, yeah.
Last year, they were a blessing to us, so we were
able to
miss so many.
Know, but it's so important.
Hey.
Angel. And Angel's here, and I guess we're back. And
And we are also, we have Brian out at
Brian
Purple
out.
Haze
yes.
of Seminole today. That's 10999 Seminole Boulevard. They are having a huge 420 parking lot party today.
Yeah.
And Brian is out there with Leo.
Yeah. What's going on, Brian?
Okay, we got the owner of the band.
Okay, and tell us the name of the band again.
Here, tell us about. Yeah, he's he owns a band, so he can tell you what the band is.
Okay, we'll find out. Hello.
Yeah, this is Eruption. What's
hey,
going on,
Eruption? How are you? You having a good time?
I'm great. Yes, blessings, man.
And your neighbor is talking to me.
Yeah, we're about to kick it off in fine style in about half an hour.
Oh, that's great. So you're all revved up. So a huge turnout today.
Yes, it is. It is. The people are strolling in by the dozens, man. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, and so do you play at a certain venue that you, like a club or somewhere? Tell us about how people can come and see you besides today.
Yes, we are. Well, the band, the name of the band is Eruption, spell I-R-U-P-T-I-O-N. You can go on YouTube. You have to put it in exactly like I spell it. The I, then the dash, then okay. Eruption. R-U-P-T-I-O-N. Eruption Reggae.
Okay.
And we're on YouTube. And we play all over the Bay Area. This Saturday we're in Naples. Tomorrow we're back here again. Next weekend we're on Madeira Beach for that big King of the Beach Seafood Festival.
So you're all over the place.
Yes, we're all over the place. We're on the East Coast over there in Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay.
Okay. It sounds great. So today you're going to be playing. How long will we be playing at this event today?
We're going to be here from 6 to 10. And tomorrow, the same time, from 6 to 10.
So it sounds like a really good time, and they have a place for kids, so it's
yes,
it's family
friendly.
There's
a kids zone here that the kids can play, so you can bring out the whole entire family.
That's important. Well, so, and you tell me your name.
My name is Patrick. I'm the owner of the band.
Oh, hi, Patrick, Adam. So, well, sounds again. So tell us again how to get in touch with your band on the
Eruption Reggae Band, and my name is on there. Or you can friend me on Facebook, Patrick, the last name, Haughton, H-A-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay.
Send me a friend request on Facebook. I post all the venues and the gigs on my personal page, too. So if you miss the band page, you go on Patrick Haughton, and I'm right there.
Okay, Patrick. And they can come out today and see you and hear you and say, what a great band. I want to hire them.
Yes, man. Right. Tell them to come by and come backstage. Come backstage and see us, man.
Okay, great.
That's awesome.
I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Respect. Irie.
That's great. I just want to say hello to my son, who's not in Florida right now, and I just want to say I love him and I miss him because he's listening to his text to me. And I cannot wait to see you, Justin. I love you.
Hello, Justin. So he's not in town, so you have to give him a little love letter, right?
Yes.
That's good.
You can be on the radio and hear what you think of the party. I can hear you.
Okay.
You like to be on the radio.
I think Brian's trying to talk to people, see if they'll, you know, talk to us.
Oh, yes. Somebody
would you like to be on the radio?
Is this like cold calling?
You like to be on the radio?
That's great.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
On the radio, talk about how the party is here.
Have you found anyone, Brian?
Hello?
Have you found anyone? There's your big chance. 15 minutes of fame. I guess he hasn't found anyone yet.
All right. Well, Brian is out at Purple Haze of Seminole. That's 10999 Seminole Boulevard, right at 110th and the corner of Seminole Boulevard.
Hello?
They are having a 420 party today and tomorrow.
What town is that in?
It's over at 10 o'clock. Starts at noon, so today until 10 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow 12 to 10 as well. They've got glass blowing, they've got all sorts of things for sale, t-shirts, magical mushroom butter, all sorts of things.
So you can get medicinal help if you eat. You can, as the kids can get entertained, and you can get entertained with that wonderful band.
They've got a gourmet food truck out there, which I wish I was out there trying that.
That sounds good.
They've got all sorts of different things, and Brian's doing talking to people, interviewing people, and Leo, who is the owner, he's a good friend of ours. He's been in the park for a while. Talks.
Brian's got a guest.
He's got
Hold on.
Six locations.
We have a guest.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
We got all these girls dancing. That's one of the unbelievable. You know, the Turk, the twerk, whatever it's called. Yeah, we got a bunch of twerkers.
The twerks.
It's a party here.
I guess it is. And who's going to speak to us now?
Well, we're going to put on a guest that's here in the party. He's a...
How you doing?
Hello, who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello, who's there? Tell us your name.
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, who's this?
This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Tell us about yourself.
I can barely hear you. It's loud out here.
Oh, you can't hear us. Oh, okay.
Step away from the music.
Yeah, step away from the music. It's a little loud there. It's a little bit difficult, but we can hear you.
Okay, it's like, bring it. I'm going to blow it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it look good.
Yeah, where is this?
Make it popular.
Where is
it? Hello? Hello?
All right. Oh, that's already started.
Can you hear it?
Nope.
It's a different plug. Here, use my headset.
Okay.
All right. So, Brian, is Brian there?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't hear
okay.
him.
Okay. Sorry, Angel. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Angel.
So, they are out at Purple Haze.
Okay.
Of Seminole. Today and tomorrow, it's going on until 10 o'clock. They've got live music, a food truck. Check it out. You know, some things people think, oh, 420 party, I wouldn't have any interest in that. But they have a lot of CBD products as well, which have no THC in them, but for medicinal
That's
purposes
right.
work much better than a lot of pharmaceutical
That's
drugs.
That's right, because my sister has arthritis pretty bad, and I talked to her about this.
Yes.
It could be really beneficial to her.
Well, they have all sorts of different things, like something you can put in your water where you don't even taste it. I mean, there's things for pain, relaxation, but it's all CBD, so it's all natural.
Well, they know it works.
And, I have a very good friend, and she has epileptic disorder. And she at one point was having 100 seizures a day. Oh. I mean, it got really, really bad.
And so she has been taking the CBD
yes,
oil
and she started with the CBD, and as soon as she quit using it, she started going back to having the seizures again. Believe it or not, she's an amazing woman, a girl, young woman.
Oh.
She was on The Voice. She is an amazing singer, like amazing. They asked her to come back. They jumped her all the way to the Golden Ticket. She was on American Idol 2 times. But because of her disorder, she actually, when she gets excited, because when she sings, she dances and she's all into it, she gets really hot. And that brings on a seizure.
So
she actually had a seizure on The Voice, and they were kind of, I think for insurance purposes, it scared them. So, but her voice is amazing. She's an amazing girl. She sings all over Tampa Bay at different places. She's got a couple kids now, which they told her she could never do, ever.
And a lot of this is due to the...
It's mostly all because they had her on the wrong medication, and they actually misdiagnosed her at first. Mm-hmm. So... it is an epilepsy. It's a really long name that is similar to epilepsy,
Hello?
But different.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. All right.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Great. Happy 420, baby.
All right.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
It sounds like you guys are having fun.
Purple Haze is where it's at. It's lit. It's going to be lit tonight and tomorrow. Come on. We're out here till 10 p.m. Come get your swag on, your dab on, your smoke on. Let's go, Purple Haze!
All right. Yes, it sounds like they're having a lot of fun.
Come out here.
All right. That's at Purple Haze of Seminole, 10999.
That's right, 10999, Seminole Boulevard.
All right. All right.
There's girls dancing, titty shaking, asses bouncing. You're gonna love
it. Okay. This sounds like they're having a whole lot of fun out there.
What they're doing is they're having a twerk contest.
Oh.
There's like 10 girls twerking for $50.
Oh my God.
Okay.
the things we hear
on the BCZ Q Bumbook Radio Show.
I don't even know if that's appropriate that I said that. But
I don't know.
Okay. Is the pastor still there?
Yes, he is. He and his wife are laughing.
And we pray.
Okay.
Pauletta is
praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes,
I don't know if that's appropriate. But
I'll make sure you don't.
I'm just giving. I'm being real on what's going on.
Brian, did you hear what Pauletta said? She said you can't hang around with her husband.
She's probably right. But I don't want to be inappropriate either.
No, no. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to them for a little while before we're getting up on the hour.
Yeah, we
so.
Only have about seven minutes left, so go ahead.
Okay, let me just get Leo for 1 minute and then finish with the pastor and his wife.
Okay, great.
And Angel is
here,
too. Here. And Adam from Red Rooster Antiques.
Forget about Angel. We already got paid by Angel. We don't need him no more.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, we don't have the same sentiment,
right.
Ryan and I. So
but I just want to say for the pastor.
We can cut him off at any time, just so he knows.
For it's been given that we receive.
That's right.
And that's what the pastor is doing. You give freely, and then God rewards you freely with blessings.
That's true.
Yes.
Right. And then just give it freely, right?
Right. Yes.
Really care and try to help others. The more you help others achieve their goals, then you achieve yours.
That is so true. And so Adam needs to sell some antiques.
Yeah.
Where can we find them?
Well, you can come to Red Rooster Antiques. We're open 7 days a week from 10 to 5.
Red Rooster Antiques.
Yeah, and it's 30113 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
Hey, Leo, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's
go fine. Ahead, Leo. In closing, what would you like to say?
I just want to say hopefully everybody has a great 420 weekend. We're going to be doing this today, Thursday, as well as Friday. So if you guys miss it tonight, come on out tomorrow to 10999. Seminole Boulevard, Largo, Florida. It's home of the free dads all day long.
All right.
And if you go there, you will not be bored.
That's right. It's the biggest 420 party in the Bay, guys. Go check it out.
Okay.
Purple Haze of Seminole. Thank you so, so much,
Leo. Thank you, Leo.
And I hope everything goes amazing for you in the next couple days.
Okay. So
thank
now we're going to talk.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to the pastors
Hello?
Here. Paul
all
Matt,
right, Brian.
Okay. I just want to end with this. I just want to say 420 party was the biggest success I've ever been part of. It's Pinellas County Purple Haze. They have tobacco and accessories. They're at 10999 Seminole Boulevard, Largo, Florida. He's the pioneer. He's been in business for over 30 years, has four locations, and it's a 420 party. Purple Haze.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You,
thank you so much for being out there today. And that's Purple Haze of Seminole, corner of Seminole Boulevard, 110th Avenue. Guys, got to go check it
go
out.
Check
thank
it
you,
out.
Brian.
Just real quick, one last thing is to the pastor. God bless you. God bless you, Angel. God bless you, the pastor's wife. And God bless Angel. And God bless Matthew. And God bless
Adam.
God bless us all.
Damien.
Oh, thank
God
you.
God bless Damien.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless everybody.
That's
all right. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Adam.
All right. Talk to you later,
bye-bye.
Brian. Thank you
bye-bye,
so much.
Brian.
All right, Adam. So tell us one more time, where can we find
okay.
those awesome antiques?
Come by Red Rooster Antiques. I'm open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. 10 to 5 daily. On Saturdays, we're open 10 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sundays, 12 to 5.
All
and
right.
the address is 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. Come by and see me, Adam. Adam or CJ or Austin, and we'll always treat you right. We have wonderful antiques and a lot of different things, jewelry,
yes.
and a lot of things. You know, to,
tons
to,
of things. You
to
guys,
make your home, your house a home.
Yes,
basically.
And it's kind of you could have a field trip for the whole day. It would be it's amazing.
And
you have so much stuff.
So much
they have
jewelry
an annex
that
building
came in.
You can go through too. I mean, there's just stuff from floor to ceiling, jewelry. Lovely antiques, lamps, I mean, anything you can think of.
And sometimes our furniture is inexpensive and it's more, you know, a better
mm-hmm.
deal than going to one of these local shops. So,
yes.
Come back.
And you're such great people and
yeah.
they're very honest, and I definitely think we should buy small businesses.
That's
we got to support
important.
Them. So, thank you so much for everyone being here. I'm going to actually give the reins over to you
okay.
guys now. So, there we go.
All right. So, Angel, tell us again how people can reach you and tell us what you do and a little bit about what you do and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, so for those folks that are just tuning in, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of a company called R Community First. That's the letter R. So if you want to reach out to us, if you ever need any help, if you need counseling, if you need food, if you need whatever that you need for, come to www.rcommunityfirst.com.
Okay, great. And Pastor Pauline, Paulette, I'm sorry, and Floyd, tell us how they can reach you again.
Paulette. Again, we're Under Shepherds nonprofit. We're community outreach, and you can reach us at uuoutreach.com. That's the letter uuoutreach.com.
Okay, so it's been really great, and there's a lot of good energy in the studio right now.
Yes.
Isn't there? You can almost feel it.
It is. I love what you guys do. Like, I really do. I think
mm-hmm.
it's what if I – well, I try to help people as much as I can. I don't – if I ever hit the lottery, like a lot of people say that, I would do nonprofit housing for women. I would do mm-hmm. a lot of things, but you guys are doing it. So a lot of people can talk about it, but you're actually doing it. And our communities, especially after COVID,
are in need.
Yes. That's right.
There's so many more people that are working families that are homeless. I mean, I ran into a couple in the Walmart parking lot who have two children. They have a job, but they lost their apartment after COVID.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? It's so sad, but if the state or someone finds out that they're living in the car, they'll take their kids away from them. It's terrible. Criminal. That's not helping. No. That is not helping.
No, it's criminal. So again, just give us your
Angel,
just give us your address.
Yes, again, it's www.ourcommunityfirst.com. If you want to call me, it's 727-266-0977. Again, it's 727-266-0977. And I also speak Spanish. Al español.
All right.
Fantastic. All right, though, this has been quite the little session we had here today.
Yes, it was interesting today.
It was.
So thank you, Brian, for being out at Purple
Haze. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you,
Purple
Haze of Seminole. Thank you so much. It was lovely to meet you, Pastor Floyd.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. It was great.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Angel. You guys have a wonderful day, Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.